Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. It'll be windy tonight with sleet and snow early, followed by periods of rain and snow late, a low of 32. A winter storm warning remains in effect for most of Wisconsin until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, with snow, sleet, and rain still in the forecast through the night. After the snow began falling about mid-morning, road conditions quickly deteriorated, especially in areas affected by strong easterly winds. One area particularly hard hit, the interstate system. Several accidents have caused law enforcement authorities to close down all lanes in one direction until the crashes could be cleared. Lots of other spinouts and accidents have been reported across the region. Todd Pritchard with Ready Wisconsin says road conditions across the state are not expected to improve until tomorrow, and he suggests postponing any major travel plans. But if you are involved in an accident, stay inside your vehicle.
Roaming around for help or standing outside your vehicle can be a recipe for disaster. Obviously, if you have slipped into the ditch, there may be other drivers who are going to potentially lose control or, you know, have some issues and could hit you. Unfortunately, we've had, you know, several fatalities in Wisconsin and a lot of injuries when people are outside of their car trying to get help or waiting for help.
If you're traveling to the south, northeast Illinois is also under a winter storm warning until 6 o'clock this evening. Scattered power outages affecting a few hundred people at a time have been reported in Racine, Kenosha, and Milwaukee counties since late this morning. A Kenosha check cashing business was robbed at about noon today. Police say a masked robber left the check into cash at 3466 52nd Street with an undetermined amount of cash. No one was injured. Police in the Kenosha County village of Twin Lakes say a 58-year-old man was seriously injured Christmas morning from a fall in his home in the 1100 block of Pebble Beach Court. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
Officers arrived and discovered the victim bleeding from severe head injuries. He was initially transported to Memorial Hospital in Burlington and then taken by Flight for Life to Frederick Hospital in Wauwatosa. Police reports indicate some kind of altercation had taken place in that home, where a 25-year-old man had also been staying. That man was taken into custody, but with criminal charges expected against that younger man. I'm Tom Carkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.
Teachers, community officials, and the public have all brought it up at one time or another. Concern about student behavior and school climate, for which Racine Unified Administration will be reporting a three-year strategic plan to the Board of Education next month while incorporating successful efforts to date. Deputy Superintendent Eric Gallion told the board recently about data review of programming the last 4 months, as well as doing surveys and listening sessions at schools for each grade level. He talked about positive feedback so far, with two programs being implemented in the elementary and middle schools called Responsive Classroom and Second Step.
Not only the teacher gets to know who the students are, but the students get to know who each other are. Opportunities to share things that they're learning, things that they're challenged with, and just building that sense of community within the classroom. Second Step is a program that's really intended to address certain behaviors, and it's a strategy across mainly the K-5 area, where you really engage in processes and procedures to address behaviors.
Mental health and special education are two glaring issues in the review, according to Gallion, who will include both in his January report to the board. Just a reminder about the next election. The deadline to file nominating papers is a week from tomorrow at 5 p.m. Municipal and county clerks will have to certify petitions, which will determine if primaries will be needed in February or head-to-head competitions will take place April 5th. The election next spring focuses on local races. If taking off most of your clothes and running into a cold body of water is not your idea of fun to ring in the new year, then take a hike. Literally. State parks across Wisconsin will be hosting first-day hikes, including the Richard Bong Recreation Center in Kenosha County. Nothing strenuous for the two-mile hike from 1 until 2 p.m. January 1st. You can walk with others or by yourself, starting from the visitor center. Take note that a daily or annual state park admission sticker will be required, available on scene. Parks in all 50 states, in fact, are participating in this fifth annual offering to anyone looking for a unique way to celebrate the start of 2016. Way back in January of this year, 507 people hiked nearly 1,200 miles in 10 Wisconsin state parks, up from 190 participants in 2014. Nationwide, it was 41,000. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.